Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer. I'm an actress, singer, and entrepreneur. On my new podcast, Baby, This is Keke Palmer, I'm asking friends, family, and experts the questions that are in my head. Like, is OnlyFans only bad? Where do memes come from? And where's Tom from MySpace? Listen to Baby, This is Keke Palmer, only on Amazon Music.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch and talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is someone who has had a year to tell Maddie that he's been into her, and he hasn't done it. It's Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I have some stuff that I think I should talk to you about. Oh, wow.
What is it?
I think
what is
it? It? I think it's pretty obvious at this point. Well, I like you. It wasn't appropriate to tell you until season finale night. So,
Ronnie, you've had 11 years to tell me this on this podcast. I can't believe you waited this long. So, everyone, it's Southern Hospitality Day. Happy Southern Hospitality season finale day.
Happy.
So excited to recap this gem of a show. Before we dive into that, first and foremost, this is a Crappens on Demand episode, so you can watch along with us. This is go to patreon.com/watchorcrappens. You can watch us right now. We're waving right now as we speak. Also, you'll get access if you sign up. You can get access to things like our weekly bonus episode. We talked about kitchen organization this week, which was very exciting. Don't roll your eyes.
It's way more exciting than it sounds. Okay.
Like, I literally was on a high after that episode. And you get access to our Discord community. So hi, everyone on Discord. Also, next week, we just announced our tour, and now we're already going out on our tour. The tour begins next week in Austin, Texas, on February 2nd. Very exciting. February 2nd is Austin, Texas. February 3rd is Dallas, Texas. Come join us. We actually ended our last tour in Austin and Dallas. So we're picking up in Austin. It's like Karate Kid Part 2. Remember how that one started? It was just like exactly where the other one left off. And it was like, I didn't even know sequels could do that. Well, guess what? We are following the footsteps of Karate Kid Part 2. Okay. And we're even going to have a special song by Peter Cetera. Okay. So in the meantime, come join us. Austin and Dallas. Ronnie, can we say what we're going to recap?
It's time to announce a week before. Let's do it, Ben. Okay.
Okay. We're going to do it. So in Austin, we are going to recap the episode of Real Housewives of Miami that is going to premiere that morning. Okay. That's going to be about as fresh of a recap as you can get. And then in Dallas, we will be doing the latest Salt Lake City episode, the reunion. So really get excited for both of those. And then real quickly, here's the rest of our schedule in case you haven't heard it. We'll be going to Phoenix, Los Angeles, Charlotte, Atlanta, Denver, Salt Lake City, Seattle, San Francisco, Toronto, Philadelphia, New York City, DC, San Diego, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, Columbus, Boston, and we end in the Foxwoods Casino. And in case you also didn't hear this, the Golden Crappies, our annual award show, which has been really off the hook, is going to be in LA. Last year, we had an amazing show. Kicked it off with Dorinda. Of course, we had the Crappers there, Katie and Walter. We had Luke from Summer House. That were the Jackie from Real Housewives of New Jersey came. We had all sorts of amazing guests and people who were there. This year, we're in LA. We've already lined up some very cool guests that we're really excited about. So please come join us at the Wiltern Theater, February 24th. That is exactly a month from today. So do not miss out. And that's it. That's all the good stuff.
Nailed it.
Nailed it, baby.
Nailed it, baby.
So, Southern what's hospitality. Going on?
So how are you feeling about life today?
I feel great. I feel great. I think there are rumors, right, that Southern Hospitality is already filming a new season. Did you send me that, Ronnie?
I sure did not. I have not heard that rumor.
Someone sent me. Maybe it was our friend Amanda who sent something that said that they were filming. I hope. You know what? I don't even care if I'm starting that rumor because you know what? You build the rumor, make it exciting, and will it into reality, just like Grace Lillywood. Okay, I'm going to use the secret, okay, for season two of Southern Hospitality.
Well, I don't know about that. I do know that my computer upgraded, and now it's telling me that it does not have notes for Southern Hospitality. But thankfully, I've also got another device which does have the notes. I'm just going to be looking a little different. And of course, this is a video episode, so you're going to see me like scrolling around here. So, but guess what? You know what? I'm a professional, so I have multiple places to look at notes. And that's it. Okay? So if you don't like me, you should consider why you hate women. Gay support other women.
I like it. It looks like you're like taking an order. It'll be taking like a very That's long lunch feel. Order from me. Yeah.
I feel like I can do things like, Ben, and then if oh, I don't yeah. agree, you know, like on the news when people are just like, oh, okay, see, yes, there was an accident down there. And then they just start looking around like they've got all these papers on their desk. And you're like, you don't have any papers on your desk. That's a news desk.
Yeah, it's like at the end of the news broadcast when all of a sudden they start shuffling their papers around and writing stuff. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? The show's over. We know you don't need to add any more information to that paper. That paper just had gobbledygook on it in the first place.
Yeah, y'all can stop lying about it now, okay? No one's buying it. Okay, so let's get into it. So Southern Hospitality, wow, what an episode, wow. huh? Actually, not a lot happened to start, but it sure ended with a bang.
Sure did. I mean, it depends on your definition of not a lot happening. If you mean in terms of like normal humans interacting, providing entertainment for others, not a lot happened. But in terms of like Republic DMG, it was like the most things happened that have ever happened in a happening time.
Listen, anytime is a time in Republic. Anytime at Republic is time at Republic. So you better watch yourself. This is Republic. So let's get into it. So we start with Jess and Faye arguing because that's the wrong show. Let's pull a deck adventure.
I would love that. If Jess and Faye just went to Republic, it's like, okay, Jess, now that I brought you to this lovely club in Charleston, I do have to say, your food is coming out too slowly. How can I be expected to make good food in this disgusting club?
Well, I would absolutely love it if I could eat peanut butter off of a penis, but unfortunately, you're not preparing the peanut butter in a time that would allow me availability to lick such peanut butter off a penis. Thanks a lot, Jess.
She'd just be like, choke on the dick.
I am no longer inspired in this restaurant. I've decided to apply to law school, just like my father.
So bourbon and bubble. So we're still in the Maddie versus Bradley fight.
Yeah.
Her name was Madly, because then it could be Madly and Bradley.
Friends. Truly Madly deeply.
Bradley Madly deeply.
Bad. So yeah, Maddie is the fight. In case for those of you who did not have this fight at top of mind all week long, the fight is
Yeah, I did. You know, I think it's an important fight. I think it's an important discourse. Go ahead, Ben.
You know, listen, it's very important discourse. And I was personally thinking, like, when she said, protect your heart, was that, like, rude or was it not rude? Like, I don't know. It sort of haunted me all week long.
Yeah. Well, so basically, he has this new girlfriend. I don't remember her name. It's like Amber, Sarah.
I think it's Kayla.
Alkaline, just different kinds of batteries.
Alkaline. Well, Alkaline's kind of like Kayla backwards. Like Kayla backwards with a little extra zhuzh.
D, you know, just different batteries.
Her name is Ammonia.
He's dating things. Some new girl, and she looks, you know, smart, like a tree stump. You know, and then so they're dating, and then Maddie is friends with this girl, I guess. And then she told this girl, you should protect your heart. And then she's like, what do you mean? And then she went back to Bradley and was like, that girl said to watch myself because you'll murder me. And then Bradley's like, what? Why are you telling this girl I'm going to murder her? And Maddie's like, no, I'm saying protect your heart, Joe, because you know what? I saw what happened, Bradley. You were getting a blowjob in the alley of Republic.
DMG. So, you know, Leva's like, if anyone here is getting a blowjob in an alley, it better be at the Republic Alley, okay?
Yes, it must be in the, at least in the sphere of the 10 restaurants we own on this shit street, you know? Also, yeah. here's why it's important discourse. Last week was a big Pride episode, okay? And they're very prideful on this. It's very Leva performative where she's like, oh, let's have Pride. But it's the first annual Pride at all these restaurants, okay? So she's having Pride. And then Maddie, who's the lead of the show, is calling somebody up for getting a blowjob in an alley. What is Pride if it's not getting blowjobs in the alley? And Bradley is not gay, but still, everybody, the whole point is we're all the same. And Bradley should be able to get a fucking blowjob in an alley, just like me or Ben should be able to get a blowjob in the alley on Pride. And we don't. If a gay friend ever tattletaled on you for getting a blowjob in an alley on Pride, they're dead. They're canceled. They're off the show. And that's what I say. You can't have a gay Pride episode and a blowjob shaming in an alley episode at the same time fail.
I mean, we don't have to even continue recording because this is probably one of your most salient theories. And it is 100% true. It's not even a theory. It's just a statement. It is true. And by the way, speaking of gays, this reminds me that TJ apparently posted some sort of crazy story. And so I did mention our friend Amanda, and she had sent it. She had sent it along on Instagram, and the story, he took it down. But I asked her what, because she sent it like, oh my God, look what TJ sent. And I said, it's gone. So she said, she basically said that TJ said that Grace is trash and it's a small town, so everyone knows it. And then was like, Grace Lily was the reason why two of my good friends didn't get engaged. That's basically what TJ put up there. So it's good to see, as long as we're speaking about gay pride, that TJ is still like, after a few episodes of being like relatively chill, and like, it's like, oh, maybe we're wrong about TJ. Good to see he's back to his good old ways on Instagram.
Well, I need to know more before I slam TJ for it, because Grace Lily is a total asshole. She was on Watch What Happens Live with the other kids, as Leva would call them. Kids, hey kiddos. And she's crazy. Grace Lily is fucking crazy. Now, she's amazing to watch. Please never leave television. But yeah, I think she is an asshole. So I'm not as it. I was more mad at TJ for slamming Mikkel as hard as he did. I thought that that was really cool. I didn't love the Grace Lily stuff because, you know, that wasn't cool either. But I was more mad about the Mikkel stuff. Also, I'm not as mad at him because he showed his butt today. And I feel like that's a very vulnerable place to put yourself in. And I don't want to attack TJ on a very vulnerable day. Well done. Fine. I support your tiny little butt. Sir, okay? Well, as a man old enough to be your father and your uncle, I would like to say nice tiny butt that I'm in no way trying to get. Okay? Yeah. But well done. I support you.
Well, you've really showed him a lot of grace, and that's not even a intentional pun. So back to this controversy.
I'm like, TJ, want to get into my van and watch some Grace under fire?
Or just some Saving Grace. Great show from the 90s.
Okay, so we start in this fight where Maddie's going, what? All I told her was I caught you getting a blowjob in the alley. Like, what's the big deal? And he's like, that's not being a friend, Maddie. And she's like, I didn't tell her, like, you know, watch out. I said, protect your heart. And I gave her the spiritual, listen, I gave her the spiritual version of a Flintstone vitamin. Okay, protect your heart. You can't be mad at that.
Hey, that's some mean girl shit. Like, I would never do that. What do you mean? I love Maddie going, what do you mean? Like, he said he wouldn't do that. So and he's like, that's not cool. Why would you do that in the first place, Maddie?
She's like, because I saw. Have you noticed that every time she looks at someone, she kind of like throws her head up and forward? I don't care if they're even the same height as her. It looks like she's like scared, but flying for the first time is like a teenage superhero. Like, I'm flying. So that's how she fights. So she's like, because Bradley, I saw you in the alley getting a blowjob from somebody outside Republic. I saw you. You're getting blowjob.
Yeah, I was telling her to protect her heart. And then Bradley tells us, okay, so Maddie did see me with another girl, but A, me and Kayla were not exclusive at this time. I'm like, AKA yesterday.
It was a week ago.
I was like, and B, I was not receiving fellatio in the back alley. I mean, I have a car and a home. It's not necessary. It's like, yeah, but you know, Leva would fire you if you got fellatio not on Republic DMG grounds. So yes, this is where it would happen.
Yes, and don't try and get by with that, because we know exactly why you would have, why you would get head in an alley beside your car or home, and it's because you don't want splooge all over your car or your home. An alley's like the perfect way. Someone else is going to have to, you know, hose it down. No one needs to hear about blowjobs in the alley, but this show started it.
Yeah. So Maddie's like, you're not the most respectful with girls. Like, she's sitting there like, and I, like, oh, I really like him. I really like him. And he's like, hey, did you ever think that maybe I'm trying to take a girl seriously for once? Like, I'm taking her on dates. I'm treating her great. Okay. And now you're making her suspect about me being in a back alley with another girl, which I was, but it was okay.
Yeah. And she's like, you know what? He has a reputation of being like a man whore. And I'm going to be professional as a manager, but I'm still like going to show up and be nice, but I'm allowed to have an opinion outside of work. And my opinion is that it's fucked up.
And she goes, it doesn't matter who you're with. Just treat them right. Respect them. Okay. And it's like, that's what I'm trying to do, but you're undermining me and it isn't helping. Okay. Is there nothing more respectful than lying about the blowjob you got in a back alley when you're trying to take a girl on a date?
And then she just goes, yeah, you know what? I'd rather move on. Well, what does that mean? She's basically like, I'm not apologizing. So give up that dream. Let's just stop fighting though, because I'm bored.
But why is she the one who gets to move on? She's the one who, like, technically he's the one who has the issue, right? She was the one who just meddled and said, protect your heart.
Yeah, that's why it's so funny. Because she starts the problem and then he confronts her and she goes, you know what? Let's just move on. No.
No, you narked on him while he was getting a blowjob.
Yeah. So then Joey Marbles goes and sits with Mia. And he's like, hey, Mia, come here. And Mia, you know, I don't want to be a part of that drama over there. Because, like, she's like, oh, she's, like, cheating. And I'm like, oh, yeah? Maybe you only care because... And Mia breaks in and she's like, yeah, the only reason that Maddie cares is because she wants anyone else besides her boyfriend to be the one not cheating on anyone. Like, she wants her boyfriend not to be the... She wants her boyfriend, cheater. She wants the cheater to be her boyfriend. It's like, you guys need to get this together.
There's a lot of double negatives going on. Can you start from the top? Okay, so in this case, her boyfriend is a frozen chimichanga, and she wants us all to bring chimichangas to the office, so that way she's not the only one with the nasty-ass frozen thing that stinks up the entire office. Does that make more sense?
Yeah, and like, she wants her boyfriend to not be the cheater, but like, no one would even bring it up if she didn't constantly bring him around. I mean, she brings him to every single Republic event. And he's like, and like, he's not even cool. Like, is that guy like even a cool guy? Like, is he even cool? And she goes, no, he's not even cool.
And then Joe goes, you look amazing. You look really hot, by the way. Classic fuckboy line. She goes, oh, so how's your love life now? He goes, well, ever since the kiss cam. She goes, you will not drop the kiss cam. He goes, oh, God, I love you.
And he's like, yeah, I worked the front door at Republic, and I'm used to getting hit on. But with Mia, it's like different, because I don't know if it's her smile, her gorgeousness, the hard stance she takes against chimichangas, that like she hits like every box. Like, I don't even know how to react around her.
Yeah, I love when he said, maybe it's her smooth skin, the way she touches you. I'm like, okay, settle down, Mr. Jurgens. Okay.
Unlike all the dark crystals trying to get in your pants at the door of the Republic, which, by the way, I can't understand that, because every time they show somebody coming into Republic, they're like, My daughter's in there. It's like, Mama June, stay. You know? There was like that lady from 90 Day Fiance or whatever. It's like, smokes the menthols and like tried to marry a teenager in Africa. You know who I mean?
I just sort of assume that's all of them.
Angela. I think her name is Angela.
Everyone just sort of, I feel like everyone who shows up at that club looks like the Long Island Medium, but like the Charleston version. Be like, I have a bachelorette
party. The Long Island Medium, yeah. It's like the Long Island Medium without the class.
I like how the Long Island Medium, her hairstyle is literally tooth-shaped. Does anyone ever notice that? I mean, everyone notices her hair, but does everyone notice that the shape
you're
of
seeing
actual
teeth
tooth?
In a lot. You're seeing the shape of teeth in a lot of things lately.
Teeth are very on trend, I think, in fashion. Or at least for Long Island mediums.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. If you're looking for the answer to deep philosophical questions like what is the meaning of life, I can't really help you. But I do believe that we really enrich our experience here by learning from others. And that's why in each episode, I like to talk with actors, musicians, artists, scientists, and many more types of people about how they get the most out of life. We explore how they felt during the highs and sometimes more importantly, the lows of their careers. We discuss how they've been able to stay happy during some of the harder times. But if I'm being honest, it's mostly just fun chats between friends about the important stuff. Like, if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it? Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
So now we go to TJ and Mikkel. Because, by the way, it still is Pride. This is kind of like the after Pride, Boots and Bubbles Pride event hosted by TJ and Mikkel. So they're sitting together and they're really complimenting each other for being able to get along. And Mikkel's like, you know what? If like two negatives can turn positive, like the world can really change. Okay. Cause like we hated each other and I definitely hated you. I'm like, wow, someone please get Vladimir Putin on the line and be like, listen, these two gays in Charleston got along and through an event. I think it's time to reconsider.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I don't know about you, but I definitely hated you. And Cameron's the guy that TJ's dating. And Cameron's like, yeah, well, I think that we're on the reverse. Because, like, right now I really like him. But I'm thinking in a couple of weeks, maybe I'll start not liking him. And Mikhail's like, because the best sex, that's when you don't like each other, when you're mad. So then Leva kind of waddles in. I'm not really sure why. I don't know if her feet hurt. Because she's not really a waddler. I've never noticed her waddling. But did you notice her walk into the restaurant? She was like, hi, kiddos. Hi, kiddos.
Maybe her legs are finally giving out after spending all season walking on the sidewalks down to her clubs. Like, that's essentially what she does. Like, here's Leva walking down the sidewalk again. So
it's the most she's ever been out of her house in years.
I know. She's like, good turnout, kids. Yeah, it's cracking. It's really good in here, okay? What's going on, guys? Hey, Will, I want to talk to you. So she goes, hey, you know what? So Saturday was really, really good, Will. Like, you've always done a good your job well, and you've always been on time. But for the first time, I was like, there's passion there. There's something going on behind those vacant eyes of yours.
Yeah. And he's like, well, actually, I was really good. She goes, yeah, you had ownership and you were proud of it. And like, you had a great team, but like, you worked well together and there was like no bullshit about it. And that's what I really liked about it. And Will goes, yeah. And I actually stayed later than everyone and I cleaned up the whole outside and the girls didn't. And they don't even know that.
The way you took those buckets of ice and then spilled them out on the sidewalk and then wiped down the bar top, I'm like, there's a real future for you here. She's like, that's the kind of stuff that can like build other restaurants and help us expand, you know? And the Will that I saw on Saturday is a Will that's going to kill it in this business. You know what they say? When there's a Will, there's a way. I don't get it.
And very okay, little
well,
pay.
You know what? Never mind. Yeah.
Fucking love
it. There's little pay.
And I like that she's trying to make this work, but she can't even come up with literally anything. She's like, yeah, so like I see something in you. So I just want to tell you, like, if you ever want to look into like, you know, shift leading, Like maybe leading a shift or something. Like this could change your life. I just need an answer about it. Like maybe you could, like if anybody rings the buzzer, you could like go check the delivery door. I'm just saying, like it's huge. It's huge.
Yeah, we're thinking about doing a collab with the UPS store. And so we thought like Leva X UPS, you could be the one who like takes the boxes and weighs them. I just see a lot of future for you.
You know, this is like the way you handle things. Like, have you ever considered a life like undoing boxes, pulling out toilet paper and putting them in bathrooms? Because like you could kill that for us. I'm really feeling it for you, Will.
I don't know if you've heard about our plan to do Yogurt Land by Republic, but that is something we're considering. Are you comfortable weighing dairy for people?
And Will's like, my dad is a lawyer and he has his own practice, but I'm really not sure that that's my dream, you know? Like, it would be cool, like, if you go into a restaurant and they're like, hey, Mr. Will, do you want Cabernet or do you want Chardonnay? And then you're like, yeah, that's my restaurant.
He basically is dreaming to be Norm, right?
Like, you just want to go to a place with decent service. It's like, hey, Will, what kind of wine do you want tonight? Sit down. Let me tell you the special. Can you imagine going to a restaurant and them saying, we've made something special just for you?
Well, yeah, you know who gets that sort of treatment? High-profile lawyers, you know?
Yes, especially ones that buy restaurants. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah, crazy. So Leva like tells the group, guys, I just want you to know it's been the best summer we've ever had here at Republic DMG. We hit our marks, okay? We have really, you know, circled back to this and bumped it. And like, as per my previous email, I just want to say I want to reward you all, okay? So I have a big surprise for you guys. I chartered a yacht. Yes, I just did ruin the surprise as soon as I announced there was a surprise. But either way, I chartered a yacht and it's just big enough to fit on a little river outside there. So get excited. If you need swimmies, we can provide those.
Why is Mikkel so excited for literally everything that happens? She's like, guys, I got you a yacht. Mikkel's like, a yacht! A yacht! A boat!
I love a yacht! I love a yacht! I love a yacht!
He's just acting like he got a free refill. He's too excited. So she's like, yeah. And then you're going to come to Republic and you're going to have like a party. And then it's all on me and Lamar, baby. And he's like, Republic! We're coming to Republic!
And Grace goes, wavy baby, wavy baby. Wavy baby, wavy. I love a yacht. I love a yacht. Wavy baby, wavy baby.
Yeah, she's trying real hard to get that wavy baby in there. We get it, okay? It's just incredibly stupid. I know you want that to catch on. We do too, but I don't know what's going to happen for you. But I respect the hustle.
Yeah. So, So Leva, they're going to go on this yacht and then come back to Republic where they will not work, but be in their workplace. So they can't still really let loose the way they want to.
And she says, yeah, you're going to be VIP, but none of you are going to work. Just saying, we're going to go hard. I'm like, oh, yeah, everybody wants to party with the just saying lady.
Everyone wants to party with their boss in their workplace. Sounds great.
Just saying.
Just saying. Just saying. So now it's daytime, and Will and Emmy go to get breakfast at some place that honestly serves some delicious looking food. I'm not gonna lie, and Will
they've
is
got
like,
good food in Charleston.
They do.
We didn't see shitty food in Charleston. All we saw was amazing food, and ate was amazing food. A lot of good shit there.
It was really, really good. So Will and Emmy are getting breakfast, and Will's like, "So do you want to get a specialty cocktail?" And she's like, you want to get a specialty cocktail? I am so down, Will.
It's a specialty cocktail. Yeah, I'm so down for that. I was like, did you rail for breakfast? Good. Good God. How are you even hungry yet?
So their waitress, Destiny, comes over.
That's the saddest name for a waitress, a stripper, or a truck driver. Destiny.
Destiny. Well, yeah. Especially there's something about like being named Destiny. but then working like the breakfast shift in Charleston. I don't
That's
know.
That's what like... I mean. That's what I mean. I mean, at least be something like hope, because you're like, yes, girl, I see. Hope on, you know, hope lives on. But destiny is just so like, it's just so, what do you call it? It's so defeatist. What it a is. Defeatist name.
Well, know? I mean, like, it'd be one thing if your name was Destiny and you were just like a waitress at like the most glamorous location known to man.
Or like but a like, singing waitress, like just singing your heart out, and, being like, I'm living rotating my restaurant. Destiny.
But when you're Destiny and you're pushing breakfast margaritas to do...
Yeah, it feels like locals. The name just didn't work, you know? Don't give your children aspirational names.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So anyway, she pushes breakfast margaritas. I would like to know what a breakfast margarita is. Is it like a Bloody Mary? Is it like a mimosa? What is a breakfast margarita? Is it just eggs? Is it just like a puree of eggs and bacon with tequila?
I think it's just a margarita at breakfast.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just one of those time of day things. Like when people are like, hey, you want a lunch burrito? It's like, well, it's just a burrito that we serve at lunch.
That's true.
I think, but I don't know, because nothing breakfasty sounds good in a margarita, right?
I'm wondering if it's kind of like a mimosa-y kind of thing, or like, yeah, I can't imagine. It's just egg. It's just scrambled eggs with a straw.
It's just kind of cooked it's eggs just like with huevos rancheros
yeah. with a straw.
So they start gossiping, and Emmy's like, did you see Maddie and Brad get into it? That was something. That was crazy, right? And he's like, well, I think it's naive that he thinks he can get his dick sucked and no one's going to talk about it. Like, there's no secrets in this town.
And she just goes,
because he's so ridiculous. He's such a drama queen. She's yeah. just like,
I know. No secrets. So then he's talking about how we had this conversation with Leva and how like he's based. She suggested that he could work at like Jamba Juice or something. And so Emmy's like, listen, I watch you having these internal struggles a lot. Like, focus on applying to law school and like make school a priority. The time is not the future. The time is now. I don't want to work here anymore. Okay. I want my life paid for. Have you not met my sisters, Flattison, Madison, Madison 2, and Cadison? They don't work, and I don't want to work either.
Yeah, it was so funny how she didn't even try to hide. Like, there was no subtlety at all. And she's like, yeah, he says, I mean, look, she just wants me to be a lawyer because she knows it's going to afford us a certain lifestyle. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'll be a housewife all day. Take care of the kids. Have some wine at 5. Ain't nothing wrong with being a trophy wife.
Yeah. Just stop finding excuses not to do this, okay? I want to fizzle out of doing late nights at Republic, which I like. I know what she meant. She wanted to sort of like transition out, but I like the idea of fizzling out of doing late nights at Republic, like just sort of like disappearing in person at Republic.
Well, I feel like that is what a Republic, you know, staff member, I feel like that is their fate, the fizzle out. Because, you know, they like do those sparklers. It's like, and then it just turns into the endless nights. You're like, here I am again with the sparkler. And before you know it, you just start to fizzle, fizzle, fizzle.
It's like
and
a Darren boom, Aronofsky movie.
There's some girl without eyebrows named Reagan in your place. You're like, wait a minute. What happened to me?
Well, because the thing is, you don't want to be the last one still working at the club. You know, it's like being the last one at the party. You want to leave at the right time. Because I think we've all been to, we've all been to those like bars where like, there's like there's this like group of waiters and waitresses, and you can see they're all like Vanderpump Rules kids. And then eventually, as the years go on, they all leave, but there's always one that stays.
Hi, who are you talking? Who do you think you're talking to? That is me, Uncle Waiter Ronnie. You know, I waited tables into my 40s, and it was like that. It's like the young kids come in, and then I would be like, "Oh, this is how a bread drawer works." And I'm like, ah! Die, old person.
This is how a bread drawer works.
I'm like, don't put your wallet in there. Okay, that's not where you put your keys and your gum. Okay, it's a bread drawer. I'm like, shut up, boomer. I'm not even a boomer.
You're a restaurant boomer, okay?
Yeah, so I know how that is. I mean, I got so stressed out by it. Like, I would even leave catering events early. Like, if I'm working a catering event, someone's like, okay, wow, look at the time. I'd be like, you know what? You are so right. God, this was fun. Good to see you guys. Bye, I'll see you later. You're on the clock, Dick. Get back in here.
Well, either way, Will is telling us that Emmy wants him to be a lawyer because it's going to afford both of them a certain lifestyle, which I wonder if that's maybe... Is that still true these days? Like, I mean, lawyers earn a lot of money, but there's a part of me that kind of feels like they're being a little naive, that being a lawyer is going to be their meal ticket to like wealth and riches and white picket fence. I feel like it's not going to work out that way.
Well, it's that thing. It's like when people go on OnlyFans, like, yeah, I'm going on OnlyFans. I'm going to be a gazillionaire. And you're like, how's that $2 a month you're getting helping, like, because everybody's on OnlyFans, you know? Like, it still takes a lot of work and hustle. You don't just magically become rich in a job.
I mean, listen, as far as I can remember, Five Schwinkel was not driving a Rolls Royce on picket fences, okay?
Yeah, it depends. Only, like, bad guy lawyers, I feel like,
live like
that.
Yeah, like Tom Girardi.
Yeah.
Like Matlock. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Like Matlock. Matlock was not a bad guy. Matlock wore the same suit literally every day of his life.
Right, which was a rich man's flex.
You think? I think,
in a weird way.
Oh, God. I don't know.
This is a hot take that I'm coming up with on the fly, and I'm not sure I can really back it up. I'm going to just step away from it quietly.
Okay, well, we don't need to stay on this forever. So, yeah, she obviously just wants him to be a lawyer so she can have money and doesn't even hide it, which I like. And he's like, you know, if I go to law school, babe, I'm not going to be at your house much more. She's like, I can't even afford the rent on this fucking place, okay? And so you won't be there? Fine, I'll get a dog. It's a deal. I'll get a dog. Go to law school.
Yeah. By the way, Emmy, just going to say this. Definitely you should stay at some place you can afford. So anyway, after they talk about that, Will is like, oh my God, I just realized the yacht party may be wrecked because it's going to be raining. She's like, I don't care as long as there's lobster and maybe some specialty cocktails. Yeah. So
I'm still wondering what a fucking breakfast margarita is. I can't stop thinking about it.
Breakfast. Okay, I'm going to do a search real quick. Breakfast margarita. Okay, let's see what. Okay, breakfast margarita cocktail recipe. How about a good morning? Okay, we'll look up breakfast margarita. This is according to liquor.com. It's tequila, Cointreau, lime juice, agave syrup, 2 teaspoons of orange marmalade. I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either. I don't like that drink. That drink sucks.
I don't know about that. Oh, wait. Oh, God. There's something called the Goody Godmother, and there is a lady looking crazy on it who has a brunch margarita recipe. And I just want everyone to go to her website just to see her, just to see the picture of her. That's all. That's all I have to say.
Okay, so let's get on with this. So now it's work time. Lev is like, ladies, like 9 o'clock, light should be turned down, kiddos. Check your stations. There's people here. And so we just see people working a lot. And then Joe and Mia are outside, and Joe's all sweaty. And he's like, hey, did you get home last night? And she's like, yeah, I walked. And goes, well, I don't know if you remember what happened last night. And she goes, we kissed. And she's like, yeah, so why'd you kiss me? And he goes, yeah, I wanted to.
And she goes, I wanted to also. And she goes, well, why wouldn't I kiss you? Why wouldn't I? She goes, you look really hot. Yeah, well, this is the first time I actually ever kissed a girl at Republic. But like after I kissed you, I was like, whoa, I was like kissing someone in high school. I was like, whoa, is anyone looking? Is anyone looking? She was like, yeah, I was looking around too. I was like, wow, you guys have amazing chemistry. This conversation is just so fascinating. For real, this
really, I mean, just looking at it all written down there, it's like poetry. It really is. And then all the Angelas start coming because they're working the door, right? And it's all these ladies who are like smoking menthols, like, we're here for some bottle service. Yeah. Bottle it on me, baby. And they're like, all right. Yeah. Classing up the joint.
And then Joe tells us, he goes, Leva made it very clear I'm not allowed to kiss a coworker, but like, couldn't help myself. Sorry, Leva. Like, well, enjoy that defense when you are in court someday.
Yeah. Yeah. So now it's time for the sparkle sign, and all the Angelas are being served. And Bradley goes up to one of them. He's like, "It's your birthday. How old are you?"
40. You are blessed. 40? On what fucking clock is this woman 40? She's like, "I'm 40. 40 years old."
I have to say, the degree to which the staff at Leva's restaurants interrupt guests just to strike up conversation would drive me absolutely nuts. Like, I don't, like, please just leave us alone. I don't want to strike up a conversation with people I don't know with like stupid shit like, "You look great today. Where'd you get that shirt?" Cola kicks. I don't know. "Oh my God, it looks great." Like, thanks. I guess.
Yeah, because it's all sales. It's all sales call. It's all sales call bullshit, you know, and it feels like bullying. You know, it's like, "No, I don't want anything right now. Are you sure? Are you sure you don't want a big one? Breakfast margarita. They're huge. God, you look so good. Only handsome people drink this." You're like, "Oh my God, stop. Leave me alone." It just feels like it's hooker bullying. You know, yes. It's like you say no, and then they're like, "Yeah, but those dollars look heavy in your pocket, or you just happen to see me."
God, stop, it's like the time me. I went to Club Med. We had a family vacation at Club Med. And like the staff is literally told to talk to you. So you are sitting there and they come up like, "Hey, how's it going? You need to come to the archery range tomorrow. Mind if I sit here? Anyway, what's going on? Have you ever tried archery? It is so fun. You've got to come to my archery range tomorrow." I'm like, "What commission are you getting for having me go to your archery range tomorrow?" And I guess I did want to go to the archery range.
Did you? You suck.
I did, and I hurt myself.
You fucking suck up, Ian.
I know. Well, what else did I have to do? I literally had nothing to do except go to do archery the next day.
We fell into a big one where they went to show us timeshares. Oh, it's just going to take a little time. We're going to show you some. Oh, they're not called timeshares. They're called fractionals.
Fractionals.
And yeah, okay. It's fucking bullying, I'm telling you. And I'm not going to take it anymore.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So the next day it is, Lucia at 6 p.m. at home. Okay, so this is where this show gets so weird, right? Because it's like, "You gave a blowjob in an alley. Really? You licked peanut butter off someone's dick. Really? In my past lives, I fucked pirates in a pinball machine." And then it comes to Lucia, who's just like living this adorable life, you know, like of normalcy. It doesn't really fit.
Well, they are like, "Let's ignore Lucia all season long. Let's just give her like, let's throw her a few bones here and there, but generally just like, throw her in for some supporting commentary. And then in the finale, let's really like spend a lot of time with Lucia's storyline," which actually was Lucia's storyline was, I didn't mind it. I actually thought it felt more rooted in like real shit.
Yeah.
But it just was totally funny that suddenly they decided to go big with Lucia in the finale. So she's serving her kid food and everything. And Devon is with her and they're not living together anymore. And, basically, you know, like, I guess last week we were saying how, oh, it sounded like she had hooked up with a guy before she and Devon were back together. But this week it sounds a little bit more like maybe they were back together. I'm not really sure, but I have to say there's a huge amount of sadness for me around the storyline because at the beginning of the season, she was so happy about their relationship. And now we see that she like stepped out on him, as they keep saying, she stepped out on him. And so I'm kind of like, this is kind of very sad to me.
But did she? I still don't get it after watching this whole scene. He's acting like that. But he's like, "But I need trust. And if I don't have trust." And she's like, "So are we still together or are we not together? I know it hurt you and I'm really sorry. But like, what the hell?" And he's like, "Well, I don't know. Because now I don't know if I could trust you because you stepped out." And I'm like, "But were you on a break?" Because it seems like they were on a break. Because she says, "Well, this isn't just normal. Like, so." Oh, and also we find out that when she was 9 months pregnant, he was in a whole other relationship. Like
a full relationship. Yeah, and she explains that like part of the reason, I mean, we'll get to it, but like a lot of the reason why she stepped out is because she had lingering resentment about him not being there for her while she was pregnant. So which I think what's just fair. Weird is that Lucia is, she just was so happy with this relationship. And we've just found out that there's been a huge amount of dysfunction with these two the entire time.
And yeah, they so don't, she,
I don't know if they'll survive it.
She's like, you know, look, I'm not saying it's tit for tat. We did the same thing. I was just able to get over it and he wasn't. And you can't hurt a man's ego. God forbid. And so she tells him, I know I have faults, and she's crying. And she's like, I don't know, even know what to tell you anymore about this, but I want to be together. And he says, well, it's good to hear you express yourself, but to me, it's very recent. And once the trust and respect is gone, it's a hard thing to get back. So that's what made me think, oh, okay, so then it just happened. But then in the beginning of the season, they were like, well, we've been on break this whole time. So we broke up, I had the baby alone, and then recently we decided to get back together. So is he mad because he found out she was dating someone in that break? Like, he's mad because she was with someone while with her child or what? Like, I don't understand.
I don't understand. Also, this is like a real story. And why does this story not get the whole Grace Lilly and Maddie explainer like every other thing? Everything is like, oh my God, you broke a glass. Okay, here's what happened. Leva went to Marshall's and found a glass. She brought it into the restaurant. And then the next day she said, use this glass for service. So TJ used it for service. And then boom, he knocked over the glass. It was broken. Like everything gets like a whole explainer. But then when it comes to this relationship, we literally, it's like, what's the timeline?
Yeah, I don't really understand the timeline, and it's hard, but it sounds like to me like they were on a break. Like, they weren't dating. She was raising the kid alone, and she went out with somebody and didn't tell him when they got back together. And then when he found out, he was very upset that she didn't tell him. Like, we're supposed to have trust now, and you lied about getting with somebody. Like, is it that? Like, I don't know who to be mad at, but
yeah, I can't calibrate my rage.
Automatically going to be mad at Devon, right? Because I love Lucia. So I'm like, you were with somebody while she was 9 months pregnant? Fuck you, and stop dating that fucking guy. And then to say, you're the only person I've ever loved, is what he said. He said, you're the first person I've ever fallen in love with, which I'm sure made the person that you were having a baby, you were with while you were having a baby with some girl. I just, no, bad news.
We need timelines so we can really direct our commentary, because right now we're really at sea and it's not working for us. Okay.
Yeah.
So back to inanity. So Grace is at Bourbon and Bubbles, just going out to people going, hi, ladies. Oh, I love your outfits. You look amazing. Welcome. Welcome, see, welcome. Cloud
this
nine.
Is hooker bullying. It's sales bullying. She's going up to random people in terrible clothes going, oh, my God, your outfit. I love your outfit. Yes, your outfit is so cute. Bourbon and Bubbles, don't forget to get the special drink with cotton candy and Prosecco, okay? It's like, shut, go away.
Stop it.
Yeah. Until someone is ready to come, be like, wow, what a round, thick, wrinkly head you have. It's hot. Now, then I know you're telling me the truth. But you're going to walk up to me and tell me great outfit? Get the fuck out of here, fucking hooker bully.
Let's just be happy they don't have like a stage show that happens at 10 o'clock. Like, hey, you want to see Mrs. Sparkle's Broadway review? That starts at 10 o'clock. You want to buy a ticket?
So then, Patricia drives up and gets some Southern Charm horns as Patricia gets out of her car. And she's like, hi, darling. Look at these beautiful young ladies.
Your hi, darling was really in the Patricia pocket right there. That was about as accurate as ever sounded as her. So she, she's like, hi there. I'm contractually obligated by my son to participate in his spinoff show. So hi sluts. How you doing? So it's Patricia with Taylor, Shep, and Naomi. And of course, this is filmed before Taylor and Shep broke up. So some timeline issues going on here, which is really fascinating and winds up being of note later on. So
are you sure though? I thought they were broken up at this part, because Shep didn't. Oh no, you're right.
No, I think they
you're
were
right, you're right, you're right.
They
you're
were still right. good. Sorry. You can right. see, because there was still hope in Taylor's eyes.
I don't know, all I see Taylor's not sitting by him. And then, like, what do you get from Taylor? I mean, it's not their show, so they don't get a lot of attention anyway, but Taylor's like the equivalent of one of those little springy things on, like, the bottom of a door. Like, when you open the door, it, like, hits the spring thing on the wall and never, like, the doorknob doesn't hit the wall. She's like, yeah. She's the
yeah, worst when you hit that. It with your foot. It's like brrr. It's like that's really angry at you. Like, I am reserved for doors only.
Yeah, when you hit it too hard, she's like, and then you just went with a bunch of whores. And you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Who hit the doorknob? The door dinger.
So, yeah, so everyone's there, and Patricia's like, Shep, you're here on ladies' night. He's like, gosh, I know. Taylor always drags me to ladies' night. She's like, no, it's just friends, but it's just girls. Gosh.
And then Grace is like, hi, I'm Grace Lilly. Wavy bye, bye. And Shep goes, hello. My God, calm down.
Hey, I recognize you from Tulum. Hey, quiet. So, Leva's like, Grace is our late night concierge, and she started this event on Cloud Nine. Yeah, on Cloud Nine.
Cloud Nine? It's like, it's really important to me, and I do want to be immaculate for Leva, and that's why I'm on cloud nine, on the party line, gravy crime, baby time, 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 fly, fly, cloud nine!
Cloud nine! So, Patricia's like, I have a question. Can I borrow your outfit? She's like, yes, ma'am. So Leva then says,
good. Now it'll make sense when I start popping out of trash cans and making one-liners.
Good. Now I can finally learn how to twerk on a bumper car.
And Leva's like, Grace Lilly has really shaped up to be a great kiddo this summer. And then we see the clip of Grace Lilly when she was being called out on leaving work early, how she's like,
yeah, but you know, I've had a real hard time because, like, I've had tiredness and constipation. And, you know, like, my spirit felt weak. I didn't feel appreciated. I needed a nap. I had earache. Oh, God, my tongue was dry that time. One time my knee dimpled. I had to stay home for that. Didn't know what was going to happen. I thought I was going to be handicapped.
I had restless body syndrome. It's like restless leg, but your whole body, so I go walk around and stuff. It was real hard. So Leva tells us, tonight just proves that she's worth all the baggage she brings with her. I mean, the way she walked up to her table and asked us if we wanted a drink order. I mean, she's really come a one. It's a 180. I'm like, what has she done? What has she done? Except say on cloud nine and make a Prosecco cocktail with cotton candy. I mean, I support it. I want Grace Lilly there as long as possible. But, like, really, tell, what has she done?
You can tell she doesn't do shit, right? Because she's like, y'all want some shots of champagne or whatever. And so she goes over to get them some shots, and she tells the actual person who works there, she's like,
okay, here's what we need. We need shots for that table. And so you carry four of those shots. I'm going to carry three of those shots. And then they can carry,
like, you... Have you ever worked? Have you ever worked in a restaurant?
If a shot of tequila is going 20 miles per hour to the east and a shot of champagne is going 60 miles per hour to the west, how long does it take them to meet each other and how fast will they be going when they hit? That's her SAT.
So next day, Grace Lilly wakes up, I think like she does every day. She gets out of bed. One of her eyes is twitching because her eyelash is like hanging off of it. And she's like,
how do I want to express myself today? How do I want to express myself today?
Yeah. And this is where we see TJ's butt, very cute butt. And then Maddie is lying in bed with Trevor. And it's like watching like two old tuna sandwiches in linens, you know? And Maddie's like, oh, guess what? I'm going on a yacht and you're not. Ha!
He's like, but you want to go to Republic later? He's like, yeah, Republic. She's like, yeah, Republic later. How is she 60 and 14 at the same time? I can't tell.
I don't know.
I cannot tell which it is.
She just loves going to Republic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're all just kind of like figuring out what they're going to wear because they normally would want to wear really scandalous stuff, aka just like normal bathing suits. But since Levitt's going to be there, they have to stay covered up.
Yeah. So now they go to the boat, right? And it's pouring down rain, as they knew it was going to be. But they get in there. And of course, you know, it's like a fancy thing. So they're like, would anybody like champagne? And Mikhail's like, champagne! Champagne! Give me champagne. I'll take two. I'll take three. It's just like... He's like my friend Aileen. It's like he sees something free. He's just walking around shoving things in his purse. You know, he's like, I can take this, right?
Thanks. He's like, you know, it may be gray and rainy on the boat, but guess what? It's not every day you're invited to be on a yacht. I'm like, it sort of looks like they're on like a ferry. Like, it's like there's commuters like downstairs from them. There's like tuna sandwiches. Wow, tuna sandwiches are really on my mind right now.
You're hungry today.
I must be hungry.
Do you remember after the last Golden Crappy Awards, when I got back to my hotel with Aileen, my best friend, and I was like, why is your bag so heavy? Because she's like, my back hurts, my bag's heavy. I said, why? And she opened it and pulled out the charcuterie tray from the dressing room of the Golden Crappies. She took the whole thing.
The whole thing.
In her purse. That's Mikhail right now.
So Maddie's like, look, you know what? Like, there's like some Maddie and Brad are like not talking to each other. And she's like, I can have a great day on the boat. I feel like it's Brad that's carrying the bag of secrets. I'm like, honestly, I don't think anyone cares. Like, literally no one on the boat, no one in the audience, no one cares about Bradley and whatever happened in the bushes.
We've already learned that whatever Bradley's carrying, he has no problem unloading, no matter where he is. So that's right. I'm not really too worried about him. So Grace is just coming on going, wavy, baby, wavy, baby, wavy, baby, baby, TM, wavy, baby, wavy, baby, baby, baby.
And then they're drinking champagne, and then Leva shows up. So TJ gives Leva like a little bouquet, and then Emmy gives her some champagne. It's like Leva just won a beauty contest by walking in a pageant. And Leva's like, oh my God, for me, this is supposed to be about you guys. But I did ask for a tiara, so I want to know who dropped the ball on that front.
She's like, oh my God, did you kiddos wait for me to eat? And Bradley's chewing. And they're like, yeah. He's like,
this is my resting face.
Yeah. So the captain's like, okay, welcome to the Sierra. Hope you all have a good time. Be careful when you walk. We were warned to cover this entire boat in saran wrap, like the set of Dexter, because all of you sleuths were coming on here. Okay, so watch your step.
I have a question. Does this boat have a kiss cam by any chance? No?
Kiss cam! Okay.
So this is like silliness. Brad and Joe are trying on fedoras, and it's like, you know, Mia's like, you look good, but you don't look good, or something like that. And then Mia's like, I think Joe has a crush on me, but I like Joe, so it doesn't mind. Like, what could go possibly wrong? It's just Joe. Nice, sweet Joe.
Yeah, so Lucia and Mikhail are talking, and he starts asking, he's like, well, where's your kid? And she's like, he's with his dad, and so now I can, you know, come home to a sleeping baby after partying all day. It's great. And he goes, yeah, but last time I mentioned Avon's name, you had a different reaction. What's up? And so she says that they decided to have some space, and when they decided that, she felt really abandoned, and then he found out that she stepped out. So, again, stop confusing me with this.
We're confused.
What are you saying?
We're confused. It's too confusing for an episode that starts with back alley fellatio. Like, we just can't go to this territory right now. Like,
yeah, give us the timeline. And you could tell the producers were like, "This, we need clarification. Mikhail, go get clarification from her." And she's still answering in a way you can't tell what happened. And so she's like, yeah, he found out I stepped out. And I understand it hurt you, but you hurt me. And we were not together when I was pregnant. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend. We're parents. So it's like a little bit deeper than just, you know, cheating. And I'm like, okay, so he's mad as a parent or he's mad as your boyfriend? Can't. Come back with more clarity next season. Okay, let's wrap that up.
Yeah.
Wrap it.
So now we get them all slow-mo dance. dancing on the yacht, and they're all just having like this yacht moment. Will's passed out on the sofa, and then we see Grace, Lily, and Lucia, and they're like dance, they're like standing in an inflatable kiddie pool. And I was like, see, this is the difference between Below Deck, one of the highest rated shows on Bravo, and Southern Hospitality. Whereas on Below Deck, there's a hot tub, and on Southern Hospitality, there's an inflatable pool that they stand in on a yacht, yeah, on their yacht.
Yeah, but they do have about the same level of work ethic, I gotta say.
Yeah,
that's so true then too. Joe comes up to Maddie. Okay, so there's like sitting on the back of the boat. They're having private time. It's like one of those bench things. It's like almost sunset. The wind's blowing through their hair. I'm like, Joe, the wind is blowing like through his jaw. He's like, yeah. And so Maddie's like, hey, Mr. Captain. How are you doing? How are you living? How's life as leader of sales? And he's like, yeah, it was good. Like, you wouldn't know because, like, when I was there for like 12 hours and you weren't even there. So,
well, I don't know why you're being super competitive with me. Cause, like, we've always been a team. Cause, by the way, no, he's like, I basically got us this boat because I was working for 12 hours. She's like, why are you being super competitive? Like, we've always been a team. And he's like, no, well, we were a better team before Trower. With who? Trower. Who? Trower. Joe, like, I can't understand you.
Joe. She really should be on Jersey one day because she's got that. She loves to scream Joe. She's like, Joe, maybe people say I'm jealous or whatever. Because, like, obviously, I mean, no, sorry. Joe, we were a better team before Trevor. Like, what are you saying? We were going out all the time. We were hanging out all the time, Joe. That's why you say that, Joe. That's the only reason you say that, Joe. I mean, Joe.
Well, Joe. Maybe people will say I'm jealous of him or whatever, but, like, obviously I have feelings for you for, like, a long time, and, like, it hurts me, and, like, you and I just have, like, the best time because, like, I adore you. And she's like, I was single for the past 9 months. Like, why didn't you tell me how you felt then? Like, now all of a sudden I have a boyfriend and you've made it, like, not the easiest process for me. Joe.
And he's like, yeah, I'm not really used to, like, having feelings for, like, a girl and not having it reciprocated, like, for me. So, like, I had no idea, like, what it's going to risk, like, it's going to be like. Because, like, we're going to work together, but then I'm going to be like, I like you. And then you're going to be like, I don't like you back. Like, that would fuck up our whole thing. Yeah, except you don't care if it's fucking it up right now. So what's the difference? There was cameras. Thirsty Joe. Okay, there was cameras there. Thirst.
The difference is that in the 9 months when she was single, there was no reality show, and now there's a reality show, and the producer's saying, you gotta tell her. So yeah. Joe tells us, he's like, I'm not usually the guy who confesses their love to a girl when they have a boyfriend, even if I do hate the guy, but I really only see Maddie at work or at group events when Trevor's attached to my other hip. So, like, now is the time. And, like, I'm just going to, like, shoot my shot, you know? I'm like, not the same episode we're talking about back alley stuff. Let's not say shoot the shot.
Right. Don't shoot your shot around Bradley. He'll try and shoot it farther. Yeah. So Maddie's like, Joe, you've been kind of a pussy about it, Joe. All right.
Yeah. That's, like, she really comes hard with that. And she's like, I was single for a year between when I was with Trevor the last time. And, like, Joe could have made a move then, and he didn't. He waited until I had a boyfriend, and Joe says he wasn't going to risk. Oh, sorry. That was all that I said. And now continue on, Ronnie.
He's like, I wasn't going to risk, like, trying to kiss you. And then you'd be like, whoa. She goes, no, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have been surprised, I don't think. I wouldn't have been surprised. Joe! And he's like, well, I would rather my heart be broken into a million pieces than lose our friendship. And then they both, like, pretend cry together.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, I love Trevor. And I'm so fucking happy for Joe to tell someone with a boyfriend that that's just, like, really fucking with their emotions. Like, it's kind of, like, fucked up. It's really fucked up. Okay. Settle down.
I don't think it's bad to tell somebody with a boyfriend you have feelings for them. I mean, listen, it's about, what, are you going to just sit around and wait? I think you say it. Then give them some options.
Yeah. Why not?
Listen, I know you have a boyfriend. I'm in love with you. Okay. Am I better or not? Tell me now. Okay.
It's only,
I'm not going to pine over you. I'm old. I don't have time to pine. Okay.
Isn't it only fucking with your emotions if on some level you feel the same way back? Otherwise, yes. It's just like, oh, that's sweet, but no thanks. Then you're like, back to Trevor, you know?
Yeah, but it's also putting the whole thing on the guy. Like, oh my God, I could have been with Joe and I didn't even know. why didn't I know? Like, Joe liked me. That was an option. Well, like, did you like Joe? No? Then it wasn't really an option.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
So the boat docks, and Mikkel is talking to Trevor on the phone, and he's like telling Joe, he tells Trevor that Joe and Maddie are talking. So Trevor's like, you should go interrupt it. So Mikkel goes and just breaks it up, and he's like, oh my God, you're fucking crying? Like, Trevor's here. Like, what's going on? What's happening here? Oh my God. Like, I can't believe you're crying during our yacht experience. Our yacht experience, our yacht, we're on a yacht.
Yeah, and Trevor is such a weirdo too. Trevor's literally waiting in the parking lot for them to come back. Like, he Trevor's can't garbage. Be away for more than 2 seconds. It's creepy. There's something creepy about that fucking guy.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Yeah, and so Mikhail's like, that wasn't cool because, like, he said that she liked her. She's dating a whole-ass guy, and that's not cool. He's an asshole. Sorry. So then Leva's like, okay, guys, good day. I can't believe there wasn't even a fucking dinghy, but here I am, still fucking here. And don't forget, we get to do this again tonight. Whoa. See you at Republic.
By the way, what do you think the odds are that Maddie is also the type of person that like wants big romantic gestures? Who says, you know what? I want someone to be like, make me feel special. Make me feel like I'm the one. Like, do something special. How much do you want to bet that she's that person? But then she gets mad when Joe bears, well, I don't want to say bears his heart because that makes it sound much more romantic and special than it already is. I'm just saying, I don't know. I felt like Maddie's reaction was like a little weird, to be honest.
I think she liked it. Well, I think she liked it in the way that she's walking down the dock as they were all leaving. She was walking with Emily and Mikkel. And she's like, I mean, I don't know what to do. Cause like Trevor's been so great, but then also Trevor's cheated. And like, you know, I like Joe. I mean, I like Joe too. So now what do I do? Like, she likes, I think, being the center.
Yeah, she likes keeping
drama.
The drama triangle. I think she likes keeping that alive.
Yeah.
So now we're back at Republic, and Trevor's there, and Joe's like, Trevor is like the last person I want to see right now. So then they're all dancing, and then Maddie's going, da 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 DJ, da 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 DJ.
It's pretty boring, honestly. The girlfriend, Bradley's girlfriend, comes, Kayla, and she's like,
I didn't even see her.
That was her shot. And then everybody looks honestly really bored. But then Joe sees Maddie and he's like, hey, so about that conversation earlier, I just wanted you to know, like, I think it's so cool that, like, we're friends and, like, we can have a conversation like that. But then right now, like, we're still friends. Like, at that time, I wasn't wearing socks. And this time I'm not wearing socks. And like, we're still the same. So, chaos.
Yeah. It feels good that we can be able to bounce back an hour later and be fine. I'm like, well, says you. You're not the one who needed to bounce. Like, you're not the one who was on the receiving end of a truth bomb. See, in case anyone thought I was coming down on Maddie, not Joe. Don't you worry. I'm coming down on Joe, too.
I think it's just so fake. I'm not really buying any of it. But, you know. It's still fun. It made the episode fun. So then Trevor is so mad now, right? Because obviously Maddie's told him and Mikkel's told him. So he comes ready to have his finale fight. So he's like, yeah, that guy has shown time and time again that he's not her best friend. He just wants to get into her pants.
Says and Trevor. Then, like, literally the one who got into her pants.
Right, but Joe didn't get into her pants when he had the chance. So I don't know that that's working for Trevor, but whatever. And Mikkel's just pointing like, yeah, man. So then Trevor pulls Joe aside. He's like, we got to go outside. And so as they pass by everybody, Will goes, they're both upset and they both need to say what they need to say.
That's well, what thanks, you call Will. Jurisprudence. So Trevor looks wholly uncomfortable confronting Joe on camera, but he's going to try to do it anyway. So he's like, hey, tell me what you said on the boat today. What did I say? You said stuff to Maddie while I'm dating her. Well, you don't need to bow up at me, okay?
I'm her
boyfriend.
He's like, bow at me. Don't bow at me. We unlocking. Because remember Lee unlocking? Yeah. Bow at me.
Bow at me. Hey, I'm her boyfriend. Tell me what you said right now.
Yeah, well, I told her, like, the truth, like, as a friend. Like, I was like, I have feelings for her in the past, and maybe I still do have feelings for her. And he goes, well, that's the wrong thing to say, man, because you don't say that when she has a boyfriend, and the boyfriend, that's me. So, that's when you shouldn't do it. Okay?
Yeah, I didn't touch her, though. You had a full year, okay? She was single for a full year, but you didn't have the balls to say anything, and you honestly could have been dating her right now if you could pair her nuts and said how you felt any time, but what before I was back with her. So, ha. It's like, wow. I was like, was that supposed to be, like, you? She probably likes you more than me, but doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah. I waited for her standards to lower again.
Yeah, and they're talking about, like, she's just like a dog toy, you know? He's like, oh, yeah, well, you could have had her. You could have had her because she was just lying there. But, you know, you're a weak dog, and you didn't go get the treat. And so guess who did get the treat? Me, because I had the nuts to get it while I was just laying there on the floor. Like, jeez, classy guys.
The, like, faux tension that's happening here between them is, like, it reminds me of, like, the way a lot of gay porn start. Like, hey, you don't get to talk to me like that. Oh, yeah? Then why don't you suck on this? And then the porn starts, you know?
Yeah, I don't watch porn. Yeah. And also, I think it's because Trevor looks 5 years old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah? You want to talk? Yeah? Because you shouldn't have done that. Because, like, she has a boyfriend. Guess who the boyfriend is? I'm the boyfriend, yeah.
So Joe goes, listen, listen, she doesn't like me back. And, like, it's fine. I'm accepting that. Like, she's in love with you. I'm happy for you guys. Because, no, you're not. Because I am. I'm starting to accept it. He's like, what? As of, like, 20 minutes ago, you said you loved her on the boat.
Yeah, and it's like, you need to create a boundary, and then you need to not cross the boundary, because then if you don't create a boundary but then you cross the boundary, I'm going to be like, where'd the boundary come from? And then we're going to have a problem, because I'm going to be confused.
I like Trevor having Joe make his own boundaries. I'm like, I think that's the problem. There was a boundary issue.
You need to make a boundary and don't cross the boundary.
That's a very empowering insult.
So Joe's like, okay. So then Leva comes into her own party and she's like, why is it so quiet in here? Because this fucking sucks, Leva. Okay, no one who works at McDonald's wants their birthday party at McDonald's. Okay, why would you do this? Like, stop being such a fucking cheapo. Take them someplace you don't own. You know,
yeah.
Cheap ass Leva. So Will's like, well, before the night gets too crazy, Leva, I really want to have a talk, because I'm, like, at this weird point where I'm trying to decide, like, what's going to happen in my life in the next 5 years.
Okay, well, look around and congrats. This is what it looks like in 5 years. What's the next topic?
Just dirtier. Okay, so look around here. Just imagine more dust on those LED strips and a stronger smell of bar rot. Okay,
look at some of these girls' faces. Now imagine them with, like, a lot more filler. Okay, we're 5 years from now.
Imagine a lot more denies on your Tinder swipes. Okay, that's a few.
So... he's like, I'm trying to figure this out. And Leva goes, well, you need to tell me what you want to do before I assign you as head of toner ink at our new Staples location. So
listen, I really need to know what you're thinking before I even think about shift leader positions.
Shift, yeah. He's like, well, the plan right now.
What is shift leader? Does he? What, do you work at an auto factory in fucking Ireland? What is a shift leader in a restaurant?
She's like,
I've never heard of that.
I want to build out my empire to look like what the music video for Allentown could have been. Well, we're working here at Leather Town.
I know. So, I was like, is this Billy Elliot? What is going on, shift leader?
So that Will looks over to Emmy, who's, like, sort of looking at him. He goes, like, gulp. I think I'm going to apply to law school. She goes, well, congratulations on that decision that you definitely made by yourself and was not influenced by anyone else. And just know that every time you say no to something, it's because you are willing to lose it because you love this other thing that much more. So you love this. You want to be a lawyer, right? He's like, yes, I'm really excited to be a lawyer.
And then Grace Lilly brings out a wavy baby sign and everyone's like partying. So then we go to Mia and Joe. Okay, so now they're sitting together. And Mia goes, hey, you okay? And he's like, no, because like I tried to have a constructive conversation with Trevor and that didn't go well. And she's like, about what? And he's like, duh, like fucking Maddie, like, you know, all that stuff. Like Mia has not heard this whole story.
Mia hasn't, because he goes, he's like, yeah, Trevor was mad because he was like, hey, you told my girlfriend you had feelings for her. And she goes, wait, you had feelings for Maddie? He goes, yeah. So of anybody that was here right now, just so you know, the only one that I was into was you. He goes, really? He goes, yes. Like, she's so mad.
And he goes, well, I got over Maddie with you. Like, that's
why would you ever say that?
And she goes, I don't want to hear that. And so she's like, oh, so he doesn't get Maddie, so he settles for me. That's fucked up. I'm done. I never even need that. That's fucked up and you're lame. And she gets up. What? Okay. Am I supposed to believe now that Mia really liked Joe and didn't know that Joe was into Maddie? Doesn't everybody know that? Or do I only know that just because I watch the show so I see his confessionals about it all the time?
I don't remember the degree to which Mia liked Joe, but I do think that, like, regardless of even if she did know that he liked Maddie, like, he's been doing the kiss cam thing and they've been making out and he's been talking about how like great the making out has been and everything. So I think it's reasonable for her to think that he's moved on, and then for him to like not only be like, yeah, I still have feelings for Maddie, but to say, yeah, but I got over her with you, makes her seem like a diet pill or something, you know?
Hey, do not discount diet pills. So wavy Wagovi, yeah, baby. So Mia's like, yeah, pissed basically. So she walks off pissed and she's like, yeah, I rarely feel stupid around these fucking people. Okay. But I mean, these people think Einstein is a bagel. Okay. But like, am I the only one who doesn't know he's still crushing on Maddie? I am leaving. What a fucking loser. And so everybody's just kind of standing at this boring office party and they're like, oh, Mia's mad. Everybody, Mia's leaving, I guess. Bye.
So Maddie, of course, is like, I'm going to check on Mia, because that's Maddie's favorite thing to do in life is to check on people, but really just to get the gossip so that way she can get mad at people.
And also so, one up it, right? She wants to one up whatever's going on.
So Mia tells her, she's like, you know, like we made out a bit and like fucked around, but then for him to come up to me and say I had a crush on Maddie, like I drove him to the yacht and he was like, Mia, I really care about you and I hope to see you tonight and you're really pretty and all that stuff. Oh my God. Oh my God. Because right before he got in the car with you, he was telling me how much he was in love with me. Oh my God. So they like whipped themselves up into actually, I think a pretty justified frenzy.
Yeah, and so Maddie's like, yeah, Joe Bradley is a psychopath. Like, just sit there, like, with me and then fucking cry. And then, like, 5 seconds later, you say this to Mia. Like, it kind of invalidates what he said to me. No, it doesn't. So
now Joe, Maddie is upset.
He's just trying to get a love storyline with somebody, and he's getting kind of turned down every which way he turns, right? I mean, Mia didn't turn him down, but she's definitely like, it's just kind of like we're friends, like, whatever, you know?
But also, isn't it funny how Maddie frames it? Like, Maddie's reaction should be like, he's a psychopath because he said he'd love me. And then 5 seconds later, he's saying it to Mia. And like, that's so rude that like the one who gets hurt here is Mia. Like, and she should be like, Maddie's response should be like, that's so fucked up to do to Mia, to act like you're into Mia. And then you're saying you love me. But Maddie's takeaway is, you just said you love me. And now that's totally invalidated. It's like, no. You don't get to be the victim of this one here.
Yeah. So Mia's like, yeah, we made out in his car. Oh, because Maddie goes, yeah, I'm going to tell him. And Mia's like, yeah, we made out in his car. She goes, made out in his car right after he said he loved me? Oh, so they march out there to tell him off. And then they just both, I think he's still sitting there. And they just both go. And like get their fingers in his face and they're like, fuck you, you're so fucking stupid.
You're so fucking
I hate
stupid.
You.
You're stupid. You're a stupid person. They're both just...
So, and Leva's like, kiddos, is that screaming necessary?
Well, Leva, it's a reality show at your restaurant. Okay, stop acting like you were the Waldorf Astoria. So Mia's talking to Leva, and she goes like, he's like Maddie, I love you, I'm in love with you, and then making out with me in the car after we got off the fucking boat. And Leva's like, if you're managing and you're messing with someone who's subordinate to you, it is absolutely unacceptable, which is why I will not fire him right now. I'll just suggest that maybe I'll fire him and you'll see him on the next season.
So then Mikkel is asking Grace Lily what's going on. He's like, what's going on? And she's like, I think Joe's been playing the field. And Mia's like, yeah, he made out a girl. He made out with a girl right after he proclaimed his love for Maddie. And Mikkel goes, oh my God! There's champagne! Just like running around with lobster claws in his hands.
Yeah, like after the ball, I'm like sitting there crying because it was such a hard conversation for me to half listen to. And like, fuck you, I have a boyfriend and this is so disrespectful, Joe. And Joe's like, to Trevor, this is disrespectful to Trevor. And she's like, you're sitting there pouring your fucking heart out to me and I'm sitting there fucking crying, okay? Look what you done to me.
That's fucked, Joe. That's fucked up, Joe. Juicy Joe, that's fucked up, Joe.
It's my favorite thing. It's like she's surfacing underwater. Like she's just getting to the top.
Like she even kind of like throws her arms back. It cracks me up. So then Mia passes by and just goes, you suck. And Joe's like, yeah, I just told my best friend how I feel about her. And then I kissed you. Like, you think that had any meaning at all?
No, Joe, that's not the right thing to say. No, just stop. Just go home. Whatever you could salvage, you just ruin. She's like, what the fuck? Maddie's like, Joe, you fucked up. You fucked up, Joe.
Yeah, and so Joe's talking to some rando because now everyone's turning away from Joe, right? So no one's going to talk to Joe.
I think
so
he goes to Bradley or TJ or something like that.
No, he goes up to like some guy who looks like Boy George. I'm telling you, it's like some different guy. He goes up to some current Boy George at the bar, and he's like, I mean, how can Maddie be mad at me if she has a fucking boyfriend? Like, I don't get that. And then,
hey, who chained me to this radiator?
That's how he masturbates. He chains himself to the radiator. Just reverses the kink. So then Mikkel comes up to Maddie. He's like, keep your cool. And she's like, what? And he's like, keep your cool. There's lobster. There's lobster here.
All you can eat lobster back there. And I think I saw some pop rocks too. So,
but he knows her well because she goes, oh my God, I want to throw my drink so bad.
She should have. I mean, hello. It's called ratings. So TJ is like, Joe doesn't pull out of his ass that he has a thing for Maddie, okay? Like, she has to have given him something in order for you to feel that way. So, like, she's acting like a victim right now because she knows that it's wrong and that this is a perfect opportunity for her to flip the narrative because she's a fucking narcissist. So TJ is saying that basically Maddie's been sending signals to Joe all this time and that Joe's picked up on them and that's why he's in love, which is such a regressive way to
That's a pretty problematic way to look at it. And it just goes to show, you know, men, gay men or not, as we've learned from ourselves, still men. Sometimes still you're men. Just like, oh my God.
I know.
Oh yeah, well then she shouldn't have wanted it. I mean, if it was worded in a way like they obviously like each other, they flirt with each other constantly, you know, like there's obviously some energy there. It can't be completely out of left field that he likes her, you know.
Right. I think if he had said something like, look, they have clear chemistry, Joe's probably picking up on that. That would be one thing. But to say like, oh, she's giving basically like she's giving out signals and then now it's a perfect opportunity for her to flip the script because she's a narcissist. I'm like, okay,
I was like, y'all, oh my God, are narcissists. You have a long career ahead of you in Congress, sir. I see this going very well for you in the future. So then Maddie and Trevor are kissing and they're loving this, right? Trevor has been running around laughing and pointing and just loving this shit all night. And so Maddie is like thrilled. And she goes, oh my God,
congratulations, congratulations. And he goes, yeah, I know, I'm so happy I was right. So happy, I was right the whole time. Yeah, boyfriend, yeah.
Oh, and so this is where Joe's talking to Bradley, and Bradley's like, hey, you haven't done anything wrong. You feel how you feel about Maddie, and that's it. You can't do anything wrong. I'm like, well, I'm not sure Bradley is the one to be going to for advice on this.
Right.
And Joe's like, listen, I was making out with Mia, but I was thinking about Maddie the whole time. It was fucking sucks. Like, do you know what it's like to make out with someone and then you're thinking about the stripes in their closet? It's like kind of a boner killer a little bit.
So then Will just tells someone, he goes, hey, if you have a boyfriend, if you like someone with a boyfriend, you can't kiss other girls. I like that Will's just always there kind of tossing out some random rule. He's done it all season long. It's like he's not even in the fight, but he'll just like toss out some random rule. Like, do you like someone with a boyfriend? Can't kiss other girls. Will, attorney at law.
I know. I really hope he includes that in his application to NYU law. So... then my favorite part, my favorite image of the night is then the cameras just like, they're chasing after all of them and they go into the kitchen and Mia's crying behind a stack of beers. She's trying to hide. There's like two like six packs that are like stacked up and she's trying to cower behind it.
So girl, we have all had a tear behind a keg. Okay. Oh, we've all so good. Been there. And Grace Lily's like, Mia, what's wrong? Mia, what's wrong, Mia? And Mia's like, leave me alone. Just get out. And Love It tells us, tonight is supposed to be about celebration, but instead I have multiple kiddos screaming and crying in the back of my business.
Multiple kiddos. So then she pulls Joe to the side and goes, hey, remember when I said, are you willing to lose some friends? See how this works? I'm like, no, Leva. You lose friends because your friends say, hey, let's go out and get drunk. And you have to say, I can't do that with you anymore. Like, I can't. Hey, why don't you make out with me? I can't. I'm your boss. It's not, you don't lose friends because you make out with the people who are below you in the hierarchy and then say that you're in love with one of them, make out with the other, then say they didn't mean anything and use them as a rebound and that you love the other one. That's not why.
Well, your way is more difficult. Your way is more difficult. Okay. So she's like, yeah, well, I'm about to give you some hard news. If I see girls fighting like that at my business again, you're going to get a text message from me saying, hey, kiddo, you're fired.
I'll have your kiddo badge on my desk in the morning. So now 3 months later, Joe Bradley didn't end up with Mia or Maddie. And then Maddie and Trevor moved in. Who cares? Because here's the big one. And then the update on Mia 3 months later. Hey, so Shep, there's a rumor, I guess, that you were caught trying to kiss one of Leva's employees. Is that true?
And he's like, oh, I didn't know I was doing that because I was drunk. But then she DM'd me and told me, so I guess I did it. Gosh. And then Andy's like, whoa, Taylor, was that the straw that broke the camel's wavy baby back? Was it? And she's like, yeah.
He was coming in his pants because of that. Okay, Taylor, you're still coming a little hot on this Southern Charm reunion.
So it turns out this was a night of shooting that got Shep in trouble. And this is what they were talking about at the Southern Charm reunion. So Mia kind of comes out of it the star, you know, because they're like, ding. It ends with Mia being like, ding.
It was sort of weird because it's like, oh, Shep got drunk and was like trying to basically make out with Mia in a way that's like kind of gross and disgusting. And then they show Mia at the end smiling like, look at me in the middle. I'm like, I don't think that was the tone of the moment, but fine. It still was a good twist.
Yeah, but it was celebrating because she ultimately got to the highest role you can get to in this show. You know, she had the biggest storyline of scandal. So,
yeah, she's exposed all the douchebags for their douchebaggery.
What a fun show. I'm guessing there's no reunion for this because they were on Watch What Happens and Grace Lily and Mia got into it a little bit. But mostly it was just, you know.
It was fine. It was fine. But it could have used a reunion. I mean,
it definitely. But you know what, though? The what I've heard from old Queen at the bar, old friend, is that Andy Cohen is looking to step back from doing so many reunions. So I think that what's probably going to happen is that either there'll be fewer reunions or they're going to start outsourcing them to other people. So, like, knowing this rumor that he wants to step back from reunions, there's no way in hell that he's going to shoot a reunion for Southern Hospitality.
Yeah, get himself into some more trouble there, because the show really didn't have great ratings. I'm glad they're giving it another chance. And, you know, maybe it wouldn't be bad if he doesn't have to do every fucking thing all the time. I mean, I get them having a face of the network or whatever, but other shows have reunions all the time that aren't Andy Cohen, you know? Especially these shows when he has nothing to do with these shows. You know, get yourself a fucking Patricia.
Get fucking Bethany Frankel do the Southern Hospitality reunion. I'd be there for that. So what's going on? So you're like a waiter or something? Huh? Huh? How many drinks can you carry on your tray? Huh?
Yeah, get Ramona. You know, just get some loco from Bravo. Or, yeah, just someone Bravo friendly who would be really good at it, you know? But we don't need you to do. I think Andy, you know, Andy's Andy. But we don't. Come on. Just move out of the way. If you can't do it anymore, it's fine. We forgive you. But move the hell out of the way. This show needs a reunion.
Yeah, give us reunions, though. Give us reunions.
Yeah, I need three parts of the past lives of Grace Lilly. And he looked like he couldn't even handle these people. It was so funny to watch it happen. It's just the way he looked at them. And she would be like, yeah, well, yeah, I was a pirate. Johnny Depp was a pirate, and I fucked him. And then she just starts spouting off all this nonsense. And he's like, okay. Staring at the okay, well, that one wasn't on the cards. So yeah, we deserve it, but
anyway,
I hope the rumors are true and we do get more of this show, because I loved it.
Yeah, the rumors that I may have made up, but I'm pretty sure I saw that somewhere, so who knows. Anyway,
or like Danny Pellegrino here. You know, it's gonna be like Danny Pellegrino, right? When they replace Andy, I feel like it's going to be, we're going to have a parade for Danny Pellegrino. Yeah, I think so too.
I want Danny Pellegrino.
He's the rightful fucking heir. Give it to him.
I want Danny. I want Michelle Collins.
Yes.
I do want Ramona. Now that you put that out there, I actually would really be into a Ramona.
You know who would actually be really good too? Is Jeff Lewis. Jeff Lewis.
Jeff, yeah.
The problem with
Jeff. Fantastic.
Jeff would be great. And he's like the biggest star now on Andy Network, the Andy Network or whatever. His show is fantastic. He's hilarious. The whole group, the whole vibe of that show is so good. I love that guy. He would be great. The problem is he would have to watch these shows. And I don't know if Jeff is going to watch every show.
Well, I also don't know how well he'd be able to how well he'd be able to direct traffic, you know, because I think he would kind of get into it a little bit, which is funny in its own way, but you kind of need someone at least with like attempting to for neutrality. But then again, Jeff Lewis dealing with these kids would be pretty hilarious.
Yeah, maybe. But like if it was Jeff Lewis, but plus like a Judge Judy type, who could be like, all right, Jeff, that's too far. You know, like Beth, somebody to like say, Jeff, no. You need to stay within the lines of you can't call someone the C word. You know what I mean?
What about
like in the middle of a reunion, like stay within the lines, Jeff.
What about just like Judge Judy? Can she host it?
Hey! Don't piss on my leg and call it a blowjob in an alley.
Yeah. So, wonderful times. Thanks everyone for listening, and for those who tuned in to Crap is on Demand. Don't forget all the tickets. We didn't even say where you can get the tickets, but in case you couldn't figure it out, it was watchwhatcrappens.com. So hopefully we'll see you on the road starting next week, and we'll catch you later this week with more recaps. So thanks everyone, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Dana C.
Dana Do. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
The Bay Area Betches.
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.